I walked up through the front door of Dayland and to the parking lot.
Okay.
And I saw Randy.
Okay.
And he was telling everyone to exit the parking lot and get inside and be safe.
Okay.
And basically all I saw was some guy, like he was running for a while, he was all tired, he had his hands on the fence, and both his arms were bloody, pulled to his elbows, from what I saw, and there was, I think, three policemen with their guns drawn, and after that happened, Randy told me to get the heck out of there, and so I walked down here, and last thing I remember of significance was I came through in through here and there was two little girls right up front by the window, and as everything was going down, this is before he was shot, and I took them, told them that I was like, hey, you should get out of here, and I took them over there, and as I was over there, that's when I heard the gunshots.
Oh, he's up there because he's having
and
all the parents
heard
sign off for the kids.
Maybe like five gunshots.
Okay, that's what I need.
Simultaneously.
Hey, Randy, Bruce, when you guys are done, you want to cover the first two lanes of the big pool?
Sure.
I'll do a little pool, pick things up.
Okay, so the first thing that you saw was Randy coming through?
I saw Randy, before I knew what was going on, Randy ran through the office, didn't say a word, and ran all the way back there by the electric hub station there.
Okay, so Randy came through the office and went all the way
to
the east wall.
Yeah. To the east wall, and he got through the fence, I think, somehow, because I didn't see him after that. And, well, yeah, I saw him walk over there towards the left by the parking lot where he was before. Or, actually, this is before that. That's why I walked over there.
Okay, and where did you go? When you said you walked over and saw.
Oh, well, I looked over here and tried to see him. I thought I saw him walking over there, so I walked around and went out to the front parking lot and walked up, and that's when I saw it.
Okay, so Randy runs over there. You go out the front gate into the parking lot.
I came right here first and saw where he was going. And then I thought I saw him walking over there, so then I walked around front to get a better view of what was going, whatever was going on. And that's when I saw the person coming out with the cops around.
So you go out the front, you went up the parking lot, turned right at the parking lot, and went all the way to the end, staying in the parking lot?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say all the way to the end. I'd say, I don't know, there's a dumpster right up here, right by the turn, and I'd say I made it a little bit past the dumpster, maybe like 10 feet, 5 feet.
You worried about that?
And that's when Randy told me to get out of there.
So you go up, you turn, and there's a dumpster. I haven't been up there, so I'm just looking.
You walk up, and there's a dumpster right here, and then the driveway goes up like that.
Okay, so you're right about where you're turning is a dumpster.
I'd say I was starting to go up the hill a little bit, and that's when I saw enough.
And where was the guy in relation to the parking lot back here?
He was...
Was he near the wall? Was he halfway in between?
There's a wall, there's a parking lot, and there's a wall, and then there's a fence right here, and he was right beyond the fence on the other side.
So he was on the other side. He wasn't on the in the parking lot for Dolan?
No.
Okay. So you could see him over the wall? I take it it's a low wall?
It's a fence. It's a chain link fence. And that's why I thought he cut his hands, because it's barbed wire or something.
Okay. Which way was he facing?
When I first saw him, he was facing me.
Okay.
Or my direction. And then once the cops came and they had their guns drawn and they were telling him to, I can't remember his name, and they were telling him to drop the knife and stuff like that.
Okay. So when you first see him, is he trying to climb over the fence? Is he just standing at it?
I thought he was trying to climb the fence, but I think he was just fatigued and he had his arms
just
up.
Just kind of leaning on it?
Yeah. The only other thing I really saw was when I was getting those girls, I saw him surrounded right up front here.
Okay, let's stay back here with this for a minute.
Okay,
so you first see him, he's got his hands on the fence. It looks more like he's leaning on it, kind of resting on it.
Yeah.
Then you see there's three officers.
They converge on the same time.
How close did they get to him?
I'd say maybe 10 feet.
Okay, so...
I'd say probably...
Right there, Udemy's 10 feet.
Yeah.
Okay, so about 10 feet away.
No kind of blood in there yet.
I mean, that's my best.
Approximate.
Guess, yeah.
I'm not asking you know, to take a tape measure. They said something to him?
They called him by his name. They told him to drop the knife a few times. And that's when I...
Oh, thank you.
That's
thank
when Rand told me to get out of there. I just walked away.
Yeah. Thank you. You're welcome. Bye.
Do you remember, did they say drop the knife? Did they say...
That was Mrs. Berkowitz
yeah, drop the knife.
Calling to say
a few times.
For handling it so professionally.
Were they yelling it, saying it?
I'd say they're saying it. At first, probably yelling it, and then they were like, you know, hey, Joe, or whatever, you know, drop the knife.
So, basically, heard them tell him to drop the knife about 3 times. Heard, at least. Okay. And then, did he respond? Did he say anything?
I didn't hear him saying anything.
Did you hear them, I mean, other than calling by name, were they trying to talk to him, say anything else to him?
Not that I remember.
Okay. Okay. So about that time, Randy tells you to get away.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I walked down here and I told Samantha to come here, and I was like, man, there's a guy up there with, like, blood all over his arms, and I was like, we should get out of the inside, and that's when we walked in, and, yeah. I think it was, like, a parent.
So did you actually come back into the office at that point?
Yeah.
No, we came through the front gate.
Did they? Yeah, we came through into here
the breezeway.
Right, to tell people. That's all I mean.
Okay, but then you said you saw him again out here.
Oh, yeah. After I came in and told everyone, you know, what was going on and everything, was like, everyone was trying to converge into the bathrooms and everything. And I went in looking for stragglers.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I noticed the two girls right up here by the front door. And they were scared, and I was like, hey, guys, come on over here. And uh-huh. I got them over to the bathrooms. And that's... when I heard the gunshots.
So you came in here and they were up here by the in the office?
Yeah. So I'm not sure. I don't know. I mean, I didn't see them looking at it, but I mean, I imagine they saw it.
Do you know who they were? And
I don't think
you
they
just
saw
directed
the actual,
them.
They didn't see that. No, I didn't see that.
Okay. So they, you brought them back out.
I brought them back through here and went in and took them to the bathrooms.
And at what point do you hear the shots?
I'd say maybe seconds after I got them.
No, I was told to get back to the bathroom.
Okay, so about the time that you get to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And what did you hear?
I heard maybe 5 gunshots.
Did it
one
sound
right at the other?
Okay. So in succession?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't really mean I would break down. I guess probably about 4 or 5 or something.
Okay. And then what'd you do?
And that's she got it over there to the bathroom.
Okay. When you came in and saw the girls, could you see the guy out here?
Yeah.
You could. And what did you see?
I basically just saw, I didn't really see all of them, I just saw like maybe half.
Could you tell how many officers there were?
I didn't really get a very good picture. I was more interested in getting the girls
right
out there.
Do you know which side the officers were on?
The last side over there.
Okay.
Yeah. They were really good.
And could you see him at all?
I think I saw him. I don't really remember seeing any blood or him or anything like that.
Okay, so you don't really remember seeing him? Okay.
I just remember them being around.
Okay. Could you see if they had their guns drawn?
Yeah.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Could you hear him saying anything?
I wasn't sorry.
And, but at that point you couldn't see him.
The office just tapped on the window.
But
okay, give me just a second. Okay. So when you came back in to and you see the girls, you saw there's officers out there, you're not sure how many.
Yeah,
they had their
really
guns drawn.
Picture.
You couldn't really see him?
No.
Okay. You got the girls, you took them, you didn't...
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, it was basically, you know, more. I grabbed them, and then I had a very bad angle to look at them.
Okay. When he was up there at the fence, did you see anything in his hand?
I was too far away to see any, like, knife.
Okay, so you didn't see anything? Okay. And you didn't see him any other time. Now, after you heard the shots, did you ever go out and look?
I saw, like, him under a bag.
Okay, but it was after the fact.
It was after.
Did you interview Manette yet?
My wife?
No, I don't know.
She saw a lot. She was at the gate. She was telling me.
Okay.
She saw him get shot. She saw him drop. She saw the paramedics work on him.
Okay. I need to talk to her.
So she said, yeah, I better. She's up there with all the kids in her house.
Would it be possible to switch places with her? Or have one of the other people switch places?
Yeah, so tell her to come on down. Tarek, why don't you stay up there with the kids while she comes down?